أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون. In the previous ayats we read of the great ni'mats which the people of Jannah will get, and for that Allah Ta'ala said we should vie with one another, compete with one another in order to get the better and the greater ni'mats of Jannah, which will be eternal and everlasting, and a person won't have to work for anything there. Everything will be ready found. Now Allah Ta'ala explains that the non-believers who will be going to Jahannam, what are the causes that will lead them to Jahannam. Various other places also Allah Ta'ala has explained. And when we read about the non-believers, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say that we should not be deceived that this is for the non-believers, it does not apply to me. When it applies to the non-believers, we should think how much more we should have to be careful. And if whether these type of sins are found in us that would lead a person to Jahannam, we all should think for ourselves and not just pass it off that these are the ayat for the kuffar, for the non-believers. But if they are guilty of this, then we should be also careful in thinking that aren't we also perhaps guilty of it. For that Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا Who لوگ جو گنہگار ہیں, those people who have sinned, and to the height of sinning, which particularly refers to the kuffar, كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ تھے ایمان والوں سے ہسا کرتے. They were such that they used to laugh at the people of Iman, that these foolish people, they just worried about Akhirat, they just worried about their deen, about namaz, etc. They not enjoying yet in this worldly life. Whole month of Ramadan, they are keeping roza, they are not eating. And whereas the non-believers say, we are enjoying ourselves, we are having all the fun. All the gunas they commit, they feel that they are having a lot of fun. And these Muslim people, they are such that they are just worried about Akhirat, they are talking what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. And according to them, they used to say that this enjoyment of this dunya is here, we can see the enjoyment. And what you are talking about is something doubtful. Whether it's going to happen, not happen, or it is credit. This is cash now, the enjoyment now. But that is the way of thinking of the non-believers. So we also should think with regard to ourselves. Any person who becomes a little bit pious or tries to be pious in the family, how many times don't we put him off? We put him down, you are being too pious now, you are acting too holy now, and you shouldn't be so much. People, if you don't have a TV, you are looked down upon. You don't have insurance policies, medical aids, etc., you are looked down upon. This person will see how he'll suffer later in life. This type of remarks which we also make, these are the type of remarks the non-believers used to make with regard to the believers. So we should say, aren't we also guilty of such things that leads a person to his doom and to his destruction? وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ اور جب ہو کر نکلتے ان کے پاس کو تو آپس میں آنکھ مارتے. And whenever they pass by them, then amongst themselves they wink eyes at one another. Look at these people. They pick up their eyebrows. Oh, these are those holy people. These are those pious people. These are those stupid people who are waiting for Akhirat for their reward. Whereas here they can enjoy. Things are here, present now. You should enjoy it now. What are you waiting for Akhirat, etc.? So Allah Ta'ala has exposed all this, opened it up to us that we can take these lessons and that we don't fall in these traps and that we don't pass such remarks also. Many times if anyone wants to keep a beard, we make a joke about that. Woman wants to go in parda, we make a joke about that. And this is actually a quality of kufr. And that should not be at all in a believer. We should be such, anyone who wants to do any good thing, a true believer, he should be encouraged fully. Totally and fully he should be encouraged. And also that we should aspire, that I wish I could also be like him. Somebody wants to go in Jamaat, we say, where are you going in Jamaat now? look at this or a thing of yours, you have to pay this account, you have to do that, you have to see to you, establish yourself first, then you can think of going in Jamaat. We put people down like that, whereas we should aspire, I wish I could be also going in Jamaat. I should also be becoming righteous and pious, not that we put down anyone. Those qualities are the poor qualities of the non-believers. So we should check ourselves very much. And this happens very commonly in our homes. Anyone wants to become righteous, pious, wants to do a little bit more, we say, now you're becoming too holy. The wife will tell the husband. Husband will tell the wife, just because you are devoting little more time for zikr, little more time for tilawat, then we put one another down. So that is the quality of the kuffar. And Allah says these are those things that lead them towards the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all and save us from all these qualities of the non-believers, that they should not be in us. When they are their qualities, we must be very careful that they are not in us, and we should have the full qualities of the believer. Those should be fully in us and not any slight trait, any slight bit also of the non-believer should not be in us.